Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Six, your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman, coming to you live from Tampa tonight. It is 9:05 out here on the East Coast, 605 on the West Coast. A busy week. The Malaysian officials lying, talking about they found evidence, lies, you tell. Big up to President Barack Obama over there at the Vatican. He's probably back in D.C. by now, the way he jet sets, hanging out with the Pope. But before we go any further, it's the Friday Night Cypher, all the way live from Charlotte. You know, you stunned a few people the other night. People texting and hit me up. Like what the?
That's how she rolled.
That's how she rolled.
Madam Speaker,
starting rumors.
Welcome to the show.
Hey.
That's how she rolled.
Yes. Okay, don't ask me no questions you don't want to answer to now.
Tearing stuff up 2-3 states away.
That's how she rolled. All the way live from that place off I-4 in between Orlando and Tampa is Planet City.
In between
City.
Everything.
Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
What's popping, people? Happy Friday. Very nice to be here to see it. And, yeah, CeeLo, you got them in an uproar. Like, you got them.
Like I said.
Asking questions and making inquiries.
Oh,
I'm like, that's how she rolls. That's how she rolls.
Stop being nosy. I always say I love him. I've been saying that from day one. I said it years ago, and I'm not going to stop saying it until I stop loving him. That's all that is. It ain't nothing between us, though. I mean, hell, that's my dude.
I love them too, people, so start that rumor.
Hey,
okay.
Moving right along. Hey, a story that is like, yo, it's real complex. It's real complex because single mother goes on a job interview. In the midst of the job interview, she leaves her kids in the car. Now, walk with me, people. She leaves her kids in the car. There's a reason why she's left her kids in the car. And this is not the typical story where, you know, kids are left in a car while people go to bars, while people go shopping, and they die. You know, we all know those stories that are horrific, and it deals with neglect and just poor parenting. But check this story out. Again, mother arrested because she was homeless. Seeking a job, left her kids in the car. The interview went about 45 minutes. In the midst of the kids being left in the Dodge Durango on a hot afternoon, you know, someone saw the unattended car with the windows down and called the police. You know, even though the children weren't hurt, you know, Miss Shanisha Taylor was still arrested. She's charged with 2 counts of child abuse and most likely will be in jail until her court date. This is a complex situation, bad situation all the way around. It's bad because she's homeless. It's bad because she, you know, she needed a job and needs a job, and it's bad because clearly she's not going to get the job.
Right.
Interesting.
Especially not
interesting
after those charges.
Yeah.
I mean, because the question is, you know, for the people who would bash her, my question would be, would they have, who were offered to watch her children? Because I'm quite sure she would, you know what I'm saying, she would have.
If she had somewhere to take them,
could.
Then you, and
right.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way. It seems like it's an extreme situation where she didn't have any other choice. But to do what she did, not, you know, that it, I mean, it's hard.
Let's pause for the calls. Hey, of course, this is your week. We recap the week in news and entertainment. It's been a bad week, definitely a bad 24 hours or so for Trey Songz. It's been a bad week for Master P. When we come back, we'll continue this story about Miss Shanisha Taylor, arrested for leaving her kids in a car while she was seeking employment. Weigh in, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. We'll be right back. TM Hammer Radio Live. Hey, we're the network. Madam Boston.
Right about now, man, about now. Ow. You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
For those who are like, what's a TBT? That's a throwback Thursday on a Friday.
Yup.
All right.
Hey, I was in the house party.
No doubt. Before the break, we were talking about why arresting a homeless mother, is probably kind of wrong. That's my perspective. And I want to use it as a transition into something else I just want to touch on. But I know Hot Chocolate wanted to weigh in. Again, we're talking about Mother Shanisha Taylor out in Arizona, was arrested while she went on an interview that took her about 45 minutes. She left her children in the car unattended. Hot afternoon in Arizona, can you imagine? Children weren't hurt, but nevertheless, she was charged with two counts of child abuse and will most likely remain in jail until her court date. I don't know exactly when the court date is, but this is a catch-22. You know, ask yourself, what would you have done is what I'm trying to spit out. Hot Chocolate.
Do we have any information on how old the children are? Because to me, that makes a difference.
I do not at the time. And there wasn't specifics around the ages at the time that the report was read.
Okay. Well, ultimately, I feel as though she didn't have any other recourse. Arizona, if anyone knows anything about it, really the heat levels and temperatures can be deadly on a regular basis, and it's dry heat. There's very little moisture and humidity to summertime heat or heat period in that area or that region of the United States. So I feel as though the benefit of the doubt should have been given, because if the kids are, I'm gonna say eight and older, then that might be something that, you know, for that length of time, they would be conscious enough and old enough to where, you know, if the air is not circulating in the car, even because with the windows down, to get out of it or, you know, whatever. We don't know how the circumstances were when they were discovered. Were they out playing or were they just sitting in the car or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, I don't feel like she had any other choice to do it. So what do you do?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just want to point out the fact that, again, this is the state of Arizona. And so in the state of Arizona, in the last 4 years, Arizona has cut about 40% of its total child care budget, which is about $81 million. And this has impacted about 33,000 children who would otherwise be eligible for subsidized care to go without that particular care. Now, between 2012 and 2013, there was a decrease in the number of children served to mothers like Miss Shanisha Taylor. And so
the children.
Listen, folks, let me just get this point out. Listen, folks, again, I'm talking about government. I'm talking about leadership. And at the end of the day, people take care of their own. If they can't relate to your issues, then laws are going to be created that don't benefit you. I use this opportunity to point out, on Tuesday, May the 6th, Norfolk, Virginia has a leader that at the end of the day is unafraid. And whether you agree with them or not, what you can't disagree with the fact that he cares about your issues. He cares about your issues. Stand up, Norfolk. Come on. I mean, this is crazy. What would you do in this situation? CeeLo, go ahead.
Well, I was just wanting to add that the children were, there were two boys, and one age 2 and the other one 6 months old. So, yeah, probably not.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
Yeah. Where he, you know, with a 2-year-old. I mean, you have some advanced 2-year-olds, but being that he ain't had nobody
That's too young.
Well, the reason why
the
reason why I made that comment, because there are some 2-year-olds that have, like, 6-year-olds that I know, but they have, you know.
I mean, yeah, that's true, but I feel as a 6-year-old is still borderline, you know, they'll.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so young.
Yeah,
and they said that the car was actually parked in direct sunlight in front of the complex.
I doubt very seriously that she thought she would be in there for 45 minutes. That's a long time. I can't imagine she thought she would just run in and run out. So even if it was 20 minutes, I think that's too long to leave. Let's cut it in half. They said it was 20 minutes. I think that's too long to leave children. Those are babies.
Yeah.
Period at any time. I'm thinking, I'm not even thinking about the son. I'm thinking about you have lunatics out here who would come open the door and steal them.
Steal the kids, right. Well, there is her, Shanice Taylor's arrest has prompted an online fundraising drive to help her with legal expenses and other expenses. A young woman, a 24-year-old woman named Amanda Bishop, is asking people to, you know, help Ms. Taylor in any way that they can. And they've raised $22,000 as of 10 o'clock this morning.
Hey, well, that's good.
Try to help her out. Yeah.
Hey, so do you have the link to that?
Let me see what it, because it just says, I'll find that out for you. Oh,
okay.
Let's
do this.
Youcaring.com.
Go ahead.
Oh, wow. It's youcaring, youcaring.com. And her name is Shanisha Taylor. And that's spelled S-H-A-N-E-S-H-A, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. And so far they've raised $35,000 that I'm looking at, $35,113.
No doubt. Well big up to Ms. Taylor. Again, you know, we're praying for you and hoping you don't really get any major jail time and you know, somebody's heart will be lightened in this situation due to the exposure and the fact that we're talking about it on this platform. Hey, we're going to keep the jam session rocking. We'll come right back. Hey, again, bad week for Trey Songz, and Master P's found himself in a sticky situation too. Hey, big up to Terrence Jado. Hey, this is The Network. It's TM Hyman Radio Live, 922. We'll be right back.
And this game is all about timing. It's all about your movement. Eyes is oyster perpetual. Swiss. So accurate. Presidential. The dirty, right? I'm smoking to the face. I'm floating out of space. Heard man's house shoes. Getting straight to the cake. 100 bottles, chick stare. It's Aristotle as I money launder. Laundry mats on every corner. Coin operated like them boys out in Vegas. Beating fed cases like reprimanding these fifth graders. Get the fizz ed and yoga. Bipolar, get the big bread. So focused, I'm bifocal. Two women, twin towers, I'm hitting sour. Second inning, great wishes, they drink. But that's mine, chip. We big business, real. Getting money, we splitting millions. Condominiums, brickle key. Get the thickest, got a king of diamonds, it tickle me, I got a licking feet. 68, I'm digging deep, pull the yachts out. Bel Air, Virginia Key, I'm a tackle. Where, Brian Urlacher, dollar. Underneath my girl, mattress. I'm nice with it. Mastermind. March 4th. Streets of my...
Hey, word on the street, I'm a suspect. Hanging with the killers in a project. Hey, don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind. Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey. OG, Bobby, Josh. Ooh. OG, Bobby, Josh. Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey. Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Top of star busting, make the house shake. Grah. The sweeter than a pound cake.
Keep the eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it. Lean with the footballs, got a little trippin'.
Thanks.
Hey, keep sippin'. 38K with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my nigga, lie behind bars.
Free.
Move 100 pounds for a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet muscle fall. If a new try to rob, hit him with the hoe. Boom. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Woo.
Tato wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Woo.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby,
Josh. Okay, we started catching felonies and bank hits.
Riding
through the hood in a hot bar. And now the shit in the SWAT had a trap house. Every day, click, school, clear.
Turn it.
I got a pocket on the bankroll.
Hey.
Anybody try me, I'ma let the thing go. Put a whole clip through your tango. Cause I'm your homie, don't like it, but you can't do nothing. Came through, bustin', they respect that. You violated mandatory, bet that.
What?
Walk up a lot, sniffin' what you pushin', weird. Now the undercover ass people look good, dead. Tell me with the OGs, hangin',
yeah.
OZs, like
okay.
Side phone, double cup, cold
drink.
You run up on me, wrong. Speed bangin', meet you at the car road. What they gon' be singin' out of?
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
I'm a real suspect.
Hangin' with the killers in the project.
Westside.
They don't wanna keep quiet. Catch a nigga slippin' from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no claws in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ain't no sinks in my
OG, Bobby, Josh.
You already know I'm about to do
OG,
this.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
What? You should go and get him like Denzel.
Denzel.
How you think I put him in?
Zone.
Static on your line, I'm like flight.
Yo, Jenkins.
Sold me a phone.
On the thing we feel dad indicted. She got him. Not ass enticed.
Me, you, your homegirl, your other homegirl. At the Ritz Carlton, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I ain't never been a snitch, yet them bricks got me wrist. Hope to die, yeah, I crossed my heart. Then I hit honest with a chain so bright, you would thought I was afraid of the dog.
Hey.
Earth stripes just like a zebra. That soft white and bows a reaper. Thinking like Arthur Blank. In the Haynes white beater. Remember one time grandma walked in my room like, boy, what you got right there?
Yeah.
I said, I ain't gonna lie, damn new. Old pie, crooked way to be a millionaire. Home season, fall off, nigga. Right back to ballin', nigga. Round a million off of no Z. Never played them pole league game, you won't hear my name. Type shoot, make you an OG.
OG. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the project.
Boom.
They don't wanna keep quiet.
This shoe.
Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Who better?
Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Huh? OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
You are listening to the best edit, providing you with quality entertainment, inspiration, and information. We are TM Hyman Radio.
Yeah, it's Friday night, baby. You are rocking this cake. Mr. Hyman and Hot Chocolate.
Right.
Am I?
Oh, you
know,
Bobby,
we do Friday. I like that little freestyle by Rick Ross, that Oyster Perpetual freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that big boy. Do that.
Rose Jeezy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, yo, can I ask a question? I'm, like, totally, like, baffled by the obsession with the booty implants that's popping off in America right now. What's up with the booty implants?
I think that women, I mean, first of all, it's pressure, period. But I think that women feel that men want women with huge asses. Now, what they fail to realize is a lot of times they don't wife the ones with the big ass. That's where the downfall comes in. I mean, I feel, from what I've seen.
Yo, but even if that was like the consensus across the board, I mean, do we understand, or clearly we don't understand, that it's about proportioned asses?
And right. Well, the proportion is becoming distorted. The reality of what quote-unquote proportion is supposed to be is becoming very, very distorted, especially in this time where you can do body wraps and waist shapers and cinchers, and, you know, there's a lot of cheap.
What's a body wrap?
That you can do. A body wrap is basically an herbal wrap that you press to your skin. You wrap yourself in cellophane or saran wrap, and it extracts basically fat toxins out of your body. But, you know, and I'm not going to say it makes you appear slimmer. It does make you slimmer, but it has to be maintained with diet and exercise is just a quicker way to extract what you would lose working out.
Right. Like, remember the trash bags that people used to run with?
It's that concept, but with an herbal additive, we'll say.
So what's the herbal? I mean, you drinking it?
It's a topical additive that's in like a, it's a flat piece of, I don't know what to call it, material, a flat piece of leaf or something, but
so you
attach it to the place on your body that you want to lose the fat.
You put some trees inside some saran wrap, and you wrap yourself up. Are you serious?
Yeah. Matter of fact, if you watch Basketball Wise, and those of you that do, they had it the last episode where Drea and I can't think of another girl's name. Anyway, they had it on. You look like a mummy almost.
Listen,
yeah, there's a lot of celebrity women that are, you know, well, men and women athletes use it too. You know, I've seen in some of the advertisements and endorsements for it, you know, models, athletes, actors, singers, you know, a lot of things. The true path
to weight loss, my friends, is drinking a lot of H2O, watching what you eat, and doing some exercise, the stuff you hate to do. That's still the real pathway to staying fit and looking sharp. Come on.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't even pay attention. I mean, like, you know, I know women who are not regular, and they don't want to be regular, but they want their stomachs to go away. And I'm like, you know, you should clean that out by, you know, probably, you know, you have teas that you can drink that that are safe, you know, that not just diuretics, but, you know, they help you pass what you've eaten naturally. And, I mean, because a lot of the weight that a lot of people have is the food that's still stuck inside of them. They don't want to look at it like that, you know, until the white people tell them. So, you know.
Well, like Hot Chocolate just mentioned, there's a lot of different things people can do now. I have a friend that, you know, I mean, she does pretty well for herself. And so she recently did the boob job. Now, I was pretty indifferent about, you know, her going under the knife because my thing is, yo, they're nice already. What's the problem?
Right.
And so her thing was, you know, first of all, don't judge me. And I didn't, you know, because, hey, we all like to do what we like to do with our money. And so at the end of the day, hey, do you. But I'm like, they're nice. I don't understand what the problem is. But it's a female thing, I guess, you know. But I think surgery is like tattoos. Once you do it once, you're going to want to do it again. Now, wouldn't you know recently, and I hope she's not listening, recently I found out that she wants to actually do that sculpting thing I think Hot Chocolate just mentioned.
The body wrap.
No. Not a body wrap. I think you just said something about, did you say something about sculpting? Help us understand what that sculpting is.
The sculpting is similar to liposuction, but it's a less invasive, supposedly, method that is wowing people, saying that it's taking inches off of your body and off of your waistline.
But it's like
with very, very little recovery.
Permanent, right?
Yes, it's permanent, and it boasts very little recovery time.
Right, and that's what I understand. So where I'm like, wow, you want to do this again, and you know, you're putting yourself in danger. Yo, she already had it, like, bow, 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 bow. Everything Tatum just said, she just said the thing. Less recovery time, less invasive. I mean, but my whole point, it goes back to the question, what is the obsession with the cosmetics women of America? What's the problem?
It's a quick fix.
Let me ask you this, though. Does that open it up?
Is it an identity issue, though? Because she swears me down that she has no issues. And I'm going to tell you like this. She's not. She shouldn't have any issues. She's good. And she's good. And she's like, it has nothing to do with me not liking myself. I'm like, I can't tell. But I think it's just the stigma of it all. It's the stigma that goes along with it. So that's why I propose it to, again, the women on this panel. And if you're listening, you want to weigh in. I mean, I'm just a little thrown by augmentation and African-American women, period. It's just new to me. It's new. 917-889-3926. If it's new to you, too. I just want to know, am I by myself? I just don't see the need to be cutting on yourself unnecessarily.
A lot of people aren't comfortable with who they are, though. I mean, I find a lot of women aren't comfortable with what they already have. You know, they see stretch marks and find themselves unattractive, or, you know, maybe they have cellulite or what have you, and they don't feel like they have the time to, you know, do extra stretches because you can actually keep your body up by stretching. You don't even have to do hardcore workouts. Stretching can keep you in shape, you know. But a lot of people don't want to. A lot of people don't want to, they don't want to take that route.
What
they're
going to
say, I worked out today, it's not going yet, you know.
That's not the situation in her case. She works out. But nevertheless, what you just said at the end is what she still says. What I'm aiming towards doesn't look the way I want it to look, and I've been working on it too long.
Right.
I'm
and
like,
maybe
okay,
that,
maybe.
The thing
maybe,
is that maybe they're going about it the wrong way. You know
what
I'm
saying?
But
maybe what you're gunning for is just not realistic. Get out of here.
Right. So maybe it doesn't matter how hard you try. It's just not going to happen. I mean, you know, you really have to be okay with yourself inside, like seriously. You really do.
And so
because
again,
if not,
I'm not trying to
the media would drive you crazy.
Who's looking to do them. I'm just saying, I'm not complaining. I'm just explaining, trying to understand, because I think you're all beautiful. And on that note, let's go to a beautiful song. Hey, we'll be right back. T and Mama Radio Live. Hit us up.
All
right. It's official right now. In 4 minutes or less. You. We're going to crown all of them right now.
Dedicate
my mama, your mama.
You.
Your baby's mama's mama's mama.
Dedicate you.
Wife.
You.
If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them, say.
Dedicate
you. You are appreciated.
I appreciate your smile,
thank you,
and the number to take to carry and birth a child,
thank you,
and the way you play dumb, even when we living real bad,
ooh, thank you,
and even as a single parent mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Come in.
a good head on her shoulders. A sexy swagger with sex appeal. A grown woman hook up to home cooked meals. A grown woman exudes confidence. Better recognize one when a grown one sits. And a grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a woman.
Come on, let's toss the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything you could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until it lights. My whole team winning. No vision, no quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
From the bottom, no one said it would be fair. Now I'm on this money, lounging like it's a beach chair. Papa don't preach, all we do is just reach here. Raise round, we just happy to be here. Spot them, got them, let your soul pay your dues. Why my doing magic, voodoo, Moulin Rouge. That's a tactic that they use. I'm high, then suck them dry. Before you know it, her Q7 is buzzing by. The queen pin to the kingpin redeems him. The boat comes, the drums, my team wins. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Come on, let's pop the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until it lights. My whole team winning. No vision, no quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about
Supreme ballers, all my got SBs. Triple doubles, both wrist and neck freeze. Triple doubles, two and tech squeeze. Triple doubles, two and check please. Woo! They love me on my Ric Flair. Woo! In that Phantom like I'm Blair Witch. Woo! Who are you to be compared with? Woo! Ain't no that you bled with. Caught cases, ran base and rolled aces. Licked shots or left bodies with no traces. Yeah, this the life that we make. In the dark like a sweet
come
serenade.
Come on, let's toss the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until it lights. My whole team winning. No vision or quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
Look, my Ouija board don't ever lie to me. The best rapper living, I know who's alive to me. Yeah, the competition's all but died to me. Rah! I make these fuckers hide from me. This Sergio Tashini life we uphold. You just posing for them pics so you can upload. Yeah, this the life that we made. In the dark like a sweet
come on,
serenade.
Let's toss the champagne. This one's for the life. Did everything it could just to be here for the night. Man, it feels good. Everything is right. Energy is strong enough to fight until it lights. My whole team winning. No vision, no quit. I'd rather say I did than let them buzzers say I didn't. Let them talk about it, man. I'm already living. I risk my life to try every day to go and get it.
Get it, get it, get it, 9:45 p.m. We are back, P.M. Hyman Radio. I'm your girl, Hot Chaka. He is the general. She is Madam CeeLo Boston, and it is Friday night here in the Cypher. Got a little bit more time in the show if you want to weigh in. It's 917-889-9797. 3926. And General, what's the info you got on Percy and them?
Master P's ex-wife trying to pull the rug from under him, pretty much talking about he left her and the four kids broke and destitute. That's the claim. That's the claim. Master P's pretty much like, get out of here.
Okay.
I mean, so haven't we heard it all before? You know, I mean, relationship goes sour. Now, you've been with, and when I say you, I'm speaking, you know, Dwayne, wasn't that recently Wade that had the ex-wife that was also screaming destitute?
Yes.
Yeah. And she tried to sue Gabrielle Union and all that crap, yeah.
And so that's what comes to mind here. But, you know, nevertheless, again, Master P's ex-wife screaming he left her and the four kids broke and destitute. And, you know, Master P's perspective is, like, listen, I take great care of all of my kids. All of their needs are being met in abundance. And I absolutely believe that. You know, his perspective is I come from the ghetto and I changed my life, but she didn't want to grow with me, so we're not together. And so all I'm saying is just because relationships, you know, sever, you know, don't try to drag people through the mud, you know, and bring the kids in it. And way too many times, y'all bring the kids in it and keep your business in over there. We you know, we don't keep your business over there. So, Master
P,
take care of your business, sir.
Yes, please.
I mean, I remember when, before they even had Symphony, and I think they just had, Romeo and... Yeah, because I think they may have, like, two kids after those two, but I know those are the two oldest, Symphony and Romeo. But he had built a whole separate house for the kids so they could have their own play areas and all that crap. Like, I mean, if he left them in that same house, or maybe she meant destitute, like, not what she's used to. Because, I mean, that could be the case as well.
Destitute means destitute.
It's a strong
and I understand
word.
What you're saying.
Right.
It is. And it's a word that typically exaggerates, or it's a word you want to use to exaggerate your situation. And so I'm not saying I'm not saying exaggerate in a bad way. I'm just saying you use it because you're trying to drive home a point. And I don't, you know, I'm like you. I think you're right. I think she's looking at her situation and she's describing it in a way that really isn't average.
By no means. I think with as many business ventures as he has, I'm not going to say there's no way he can be destitute, but it's highly unlikely.
I mean, because he set it up to where his children have their own businesses, each one of them separately have their own businesses outside of their music careers.
And the way Romeo is hawking ICDC College.
Mm-hmm. Okay, both of them in the commercial now, okay?
Yes.
So the thing is, he's not going to let them do nothing. Like, he didn't just give them stuff. They had to earn it. So he doesn't have Brat, you know what I mean? And that's just evident from the they're still in the media, that he hasn't gone anywhere. Might not see him as much as you used to back in 96, 97, or what have you, but, yeah.
Oh, no. Hey, big up to Redman. Redman this week talking about Muddy Waters 2. Can y'all believe that? For folks who don't really understand who that Red Man is and Muddy what, they may be asking. Reggie Noble's, oh my goodness, 90s phenomenon, talking about reliving that particular era. He said he's not trying to top Muddy Waters, which was a classic LP, but he's trying to bring back that 90s feel. And we definitely need that party period right about now. Bring the party back. The 90s was the party. So big up to Reggie Nobles, Redman, talking about doing Muddy Waters 2. In the news. Hey, what y'all got?
Hold on. What was, you said something before the last break about Trey Songz.
Yeah.
What happened with him?
Trey Songz, victim of what is said to be a Twitter rumor. Supposedly, he sent out a tweet this week letting his fans know that he was not bisexual, that he was homosexual, and he just felt like they all needed to know. About 24 hours later, he came back stating, you know, folks are just so gullible and ready to believe anything. His account was hacked. They also tweeted a picture where he was actually kissing somebody. He says that was a photoshopped picture. And again, you know, in an age where the internet rules the world, folks, you best believe it. Everybody's getting hacked and tacked and all kinds of stuff. You know, so don't be so quick to believe the hype.
Yep.
By no means. Okay, because that's
a shame.
I don't know. So, I mean, but what if he was? Do you think he was
out of character?
Because look what happened with Frank Ocean. He, I mean, people still work with him or what have you, but they don't give him the why. Yeah, hold on, pause, wait. Why is it that white men that come out and say that they're homosexual, they are embraced
and praised,
given shows, you know, every opportunity. Well, the opportunities are, they're more so than if a black man comes out and says that he's homosexual. And it's not like they're just ostracized from the community.
Is it society or is it the community?
It's both. Because even when they go outside of the community, they're still treated and like their manhood is tested even more so.
Well, I think the manhood is tested regardless whether they're black or white.
Okay. And again, I'm speaking from what I've seen myself. It seems that it's a lot more. What's the word I'm looking for? Help me out, Regina. say for instance, what's the young man who has what is his name? Oh my God, my whole mind went blank. Because I'm thinking about all the gay white men that have shows now. Bravo and
Andy Cohen.
The other heavy set when that heavy set white man came out, they gave him a show.
Who, Ross?
Like
Ross the intern?
Okay, if you're gonna talk about stuff, I'm gonna need you to know what you're talking about.
Well, I didn't expect to be talking about gay men tonight. I mean, not that it's a problem. I wasn't prepared for that.
Well,
but
I mean,
all these thoughts rushed in my head.
You're the one taking it down this long gay road.
Oh, gosh. Did it? Jesus, I'm taking it down this gay road. Oh, fine. Whatever. Okay. I'll leave it alone.
Yeah,
I'm going to find out that man's name, though.
Pusha T, talking about his new project. Don't really know when he is going to, the quote was, he doesn't know when he's going to be dropping the next project, but he can tell you on January the 2nd, he's going in with Pharrell and Chad.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, Chad and Pharrell, those are the famous Neptunes out of Virginia Beach, Virginia, to work on a new project. They're going in the studio for 20 days. 20 full days. Can you imagine what it's like to be locked down around the clock for 20 days with Pharrell and Chad?
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
It takes me back to the days that I've lived in the studios, and you couldn't leave out, eat nothing, do nothing until the songs were done. Oh, gosh. It's very frustrating. Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm lost. Okay.
It's frustrating locked in a studio and you can't eat, you can't go nowhere, do nothing until the songs are done.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I've never been on lockdown like that.
Me neither.
But I do understand what you're saying though. But again, can you imagine being locked down for 20 days with Pharrell and Chad? I mean,
yes.
That's just like creativity to the highest level. Again, so big up to Pusha T, who is not doing too bad right now out on the road with 2 Chainz, making it happen.
Yeah.
Pushing
King Push.
Pushing
DA representatives, yes. Got a few minutes left in the show. 917-889-3926. Make sure you join us back on Monday, Money Monday, where we are going to get some very, very useful information. I'm telling you, you definitely don't want to miss this show. We're going to have Bathsheba Hill on the show, and she is going to give us some couponing tips.
Hey,
extreme couponing tips even.
Do you coupon?
I don't currently. I need to, but I don't.
Boston, are
yes.
you ignoring me?
Yes, sir. No.
Do you coupon?
I didn't hear you.
Do you coupon? Do you coupon?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
No, I've never, ever, ever asked you that. But as I was getting a lesson in couponing last week, I'm telling you, I just don't have that kind of freaking time. I was wondering,
yeah,
Madam
you
Boston,
do.
It's very tedious.
Coupon.
Yeah. And you know what? And my godmother put me and my godsister onto that, like, some years ago, like, you know, when we were first, like, out on our own, you know. And I'm telling
well,
you, we used to go to the grocery store and get, like, $150 worth of food and pay, like, $30.
Well, not only that, listen, I mean, I got put up on a game. And, again, we're going to get a lesson on Monday, so join us 9 p.m. back on Monday.
Yep.
I got a lesson. Listen, you need to get school to where you can – get all of this stuff, don't pay a dime, and then you sell it or give it away because you're getting so much of it you can't store it. It's a
mm-hmm.
business.
Yep.
People
and
are
you have to have storage space.
Into a business. You just got to be able to house this stuff.
Right.
For sure.
So we got some lessons. They got some jewels we're going to be dropping on Monday. Couponing right back here. Hey, let's keep the jam session going right into the sunset that set a few hours ago down here on the Gulf of Mexico. Hey, thanks for rocking with us, everybody. Back on Monday. Have a good weekend. Don't drink and drive. TCIF. We up out of here.
Yeah, whatever you do, do it well.
Where that team is on radio. Tonight.
Yeah. Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap puffin' here from the plane. When time passing, I'm not around. Saying I'm out of town. Probably moving them bricks around. And sweating, oh, how I get down. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. My closet full of that fly shoe. Black car when I buy shoe. Sell the to get out with. These niggas on my dick. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. That's your fault, I understand. I seen it all on Instagram. I'm just from the past. I done been all in that area. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live.